I want to talk about that. So, okay, we'll just do that, and then we'll just do that, and we'll talk. So it's the annual Manberg interview.
The annual.
Is it okay if I just put it as one word? I've never asked you that.
Yeah, no, totally. I think it's funny. Yeah, when I first got here, actually, people were always asking me, hey, Manberg, what's your first name? I said, well, actually, it's Man. My last name is Berg.
We've done this like twice, but people won't remember. So let's go back through how Man became Man.
So,
like, yeah, what? That's not on your birth certificate. So.
Right. So when I was born, I was like 12 and a half pounds. My parents looked at me and called me Little Man. Mm-hmm. And as I grew older, it turned to Manny. And then when I was going into school, I guess the teachers called and asked what I wanted to go by. And I said, Man. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it just stuck. And and now Peter's kind of a...
Did I start the hashtag Manberg?
You did start the
there
hashtag.
There was no hashtag in high school?
There's definitely no hashtag.
Okay,
no.
Good. Should we do a hashtag for Zach Heath's glasses?
I think we might have to.
Yeah.
We might have to up his game a little bit.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to his beard in a moment. So, wide receiver. So, yeah, walk me through the journey. So, you're quarterback here. Then you were off for a semester and then came back as wide receiver. What's the...
Correct. So, yeah, I left for a semester. I wanted to study abroad. I kind of was done with football. I mean, being a walk-on quarterback was kind of tough, and obviously I wanted to play a lot. I wasn't, and so I was kind of like, maybe football isn't for me. So I just kind of took the semester off. I got a job in downtown Champaign working at a restaurant. I was just trying to save up all my money and wanted to do something, travel or something like that. And then I was working out in L.A. I had an internship for CBS over the summer, and I was watching, like, preseason games, and I thought to myself, like, dang, I need to be back on the field. Yeah. So I called Beckman at the time and said, I want to come back. And he said, we need a receiver. So if you want to come back. And I had, I think, like 6 days to pack up and get out to training camp. So,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
It was pretty fun, though. Yeah, it's been a really cool transition, though. I like it a lot. I think being a quarterback beforehand has helped me a lot because I understand coverages, like how to run routes and stuff like that.
It's been a lot of fun. And you've been getting a lot of reps out there, I've noticed. So it's got to be fun, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot more fun than standing around.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so when I ran into you at Marianne's after the spring game, what did you order at Marianne's?
I always get the same thing. I get the number one, eggs over easy, sausage patties, no toast.
Okay, have you ever done the stack?
I have not done the stack.
Okay, so this is my challenge to you. So what the stack is at Marianne's, it's biscuits on the bottom, and then it's hash browns. Pay attention, because we're going to get to this. Okay, good. Okay, good. So hash browns, and then you can pick sausage or hamburger. That goes on top.
Okay.
And then you get the eggs, and then you get the sausage gravy over the whole thing. So it's like biscuits and gravy with sausage and this and that. So I'm going to challenge you, since you order the number one at Marianne's all the time, to order the diner stack.
Okay.
Okay.
Start my Sunday off right.
Exactly. Is that your Sunday spot?
That's my Sunday spot.
I mean, you're going to have some fans show up. I'm sure groupies now that they hear this. The seven people that listen to this.
Seven people.
I mean, four of them might be like waiting outside of Marianne's.
I'll be there
next Sunday. Were you there this morning? Oh, because you're in
not.
Camp.
Yeah, we're in camp. It's still tough in camp, but yeah, usually shoot for like 10 a.m., 10 to 11.
Okay. You
Sunday
hear that?
Mornings.
Manberg groupies should listen to that. Okay, good. So what are you, so after all that, are you, you're junior in eligibility this year?
Correct. But okay. I don't think I'm going to do grad school or anything. So this is my last season.
This is it.
This is it.
So this might be the final Manberg interview.
This could be
it. Let's do one after like the last game.
Yeah, we could do that.
So when you got out on the field last year, I think was the, what game was it? Was it?
The very first game.
It was, yeah, well, it was Young, no, it wasn't Youngstown last
Kent
year.
Kent State?
Yeah, Kent State. Yep. Yeah, what was that like? I mean,
it was awesome. Unfortunately, we had the rain delay, so there wasn't that many people out to see it, but it was fun. Got a couple blocks.
Am I remembering that you had a catch, was called back by a penalty or something like that?
No, that wasn't me.
No, it was somebody else.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So this year, against Murray State, the goal is to get out there and get in that step up, right?
That is.
And then go beyond that, right? Get
and
the
go
rotation
ahead.
And what the heck.
That's
know?
What I want, yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Working hard every day. Hopefully we can get there.
Good. And how do you feel about the full team? Like, how are things?
Awesome. I feel great. I mean, once Lovey came in, we all just got so excited.
Yeah.
I think the whole, the mentality of the whole team just changed.
Okay.
We all have a positive outlook on it. Everyone's excited. Everyone's been working their butt off, whether it's in the weight room, on their own, on the field, doing individual stuff. Everyone's just going full blast.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready for it.
Great. All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's good to see you. Thank